Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away as we'll react a little bit to what happened on Monday Night Football last night. Start looking ahead to Thursday as well, as obviously you've got the Thanksgiving games. College Football Corner coming up in about 15 minutes. Also, they'll do the ranking show again tonight, and then it's a big weekend, man. It's crazy. I know we always say this, and we repeat it throughout the year and all that, but like it blows my mind. That is rivalry weekend in college football.
Goes by so fast.
Like we've already played 11 games.
Yeah, man.
This is the 12th game all these teams are going to play. All right.
Who's going to get mad? Who's going to be mad tonight?
Yeah,
with fan base.
Probably Miami.
Okay.
Yeah, because they're the ones that are the most mad. Because they'll still be behind Notre Dame.
Yeah, and Notre Dame just like, you know what? I know Fran's my guy. We're about to beat the hell out of them.
Let's make a statement. It was 70-0.
We're about to make a statement.
Like, that's just...
That's just bad.
It's just mean.
Yes. Mean-spirited.
Mean-spirited jerk behavior. But still, I get it. You know,
yeah.
Style points and all that kind of stuff.
You got to go beat the hell out of people.
But
man.
Yeah, they'll be up there. I don't know. Nobody else lost. I mean, it'll be the same order, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. So there you go. It'll be the same, probably.
But I'm just curious because I'm like, it was, and I know we about, but the funny thing they were talking about is because if Georgia doesn't play this in this championship game, and say Texas Tech wins the Big 12, mm-hmm. do they jump over Georgia?
Maybe.
That's the only one scenario I could think of. I was like, does that happen?
Because Texas Tech's at 7 right now.
Yeah. And then, because obviously, because the loser of the Big Ten, championship, do they drop out of the four?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't think so. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be Ohio State and Indiana.
If it's a good game, I guess.
Unless one of them just boat races the other one,
right.
Then maybe they fall way back. But if that's a good game, the other thing is, you know, I don't know. I mean, I hope both teams play all their guys, but they don't have to.
Yeah,
like you could, and that would be the worst case scenario for college football.
Which all is. Dog ass.
If you got the Big Ten championship game and they're like, yeah, we're going to sit some guys.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, then what are we doing? Yeah. Like, why are we even doing that?
Well, the Big Ten wants the format-wise, right? They want this whole play-in thing, or is that the SEC who wanted the play-in rounds?
I don't know. I don't remember who
wanted that. You want a fast track to force a conference to play-in rounds? Let one of those two teams bench.
That's right. I mean, the fact that there's even an argument against wanting to be in your conference championship game
is enough.
Is proof of a flaw.
Yes.
If this actually happens, like if somebody sits guys during their conference championship game, that will be the fastest way to expand to 16 and get rid of conference championship games, which is fine. I mean, that's what you want to do. That's okay, I guess. But I like conference championship games.
I actually do.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Plus,
they have the SEC one right here in town.
Right here, and it's a lot of fun.
Which
to watch.
Is pretty cool.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty cool when the. You know, we get to have people come in from out of town, walking around. You see the LSU fans a couple years ago.
Yeah,
that was cool. This year, you know, who knows who it'll be. We'll find out on Saturday and Friday because there's still a whole bunch of different scenarios.
Which is crazy.
Georgia just gets to – well, they don't get to sit at home. They got to play Georgia Tech. But they're done with their SEC schedule. So whatever happens around them, they don't really get to control that anymore.
Not one bit. Well, let's go I don't even know.
You want to play in it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then you want A&M to lose.
Okay. At Texas, right? Mm-hmm. Which
Could happen. Time they played there in 15 years.
Which Damn, that sucks.
It sucks, but at least it's happening. You know what I mean? That's the good thing about them both being in the same
conference. That was always one of my favorite games watching, especially when like Ricky and Gat Wynn and them dudes were there. Oh, gosh, I used to love watching Texas.
A lot of big shoulder pads and linebackers.
A lot of big hits. I love watching them dudes play. Yes.
Did they used to play it on Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? Like it was – I know you had the NFL, but it was a standalone college game.
Egg Bowl used to be on Thanksgiving sometimes.
I thought it was always that Friday.
Oh, it's always a Friday.
I think Texas was A&M was like the Thursday evening. Yeah.
Right. All right. We'll get back into some of that stuff coming up in about 15 minutes. Before we do that, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. All right. NFL No Huddle every day to lead the noon hour. Was that week 12 that just finished?
Oh, geez.
Was that week 12? Week 11? Week 12?
Let's see. 4-7 with a bye week.
4-7 with a bye 11-12. It was week 12. Week 12 did just finish. So week 12 is in the books with not the greatest Monday Night Football game that's ever been played. But it happened, and we all watched it. So there you go. Here's Raheem talking about how the offense changed with Kirk Cousins.
It's just kind of a matter of what you think you need in order to go out and win that football game. You know, some of the concepts, some of the things that we do with Kirk. But it was like, how do we get the best version of all of our guys and all of our and our quarterback and find a way to go out there and get a win? And I got to give those guys a lot of complimentary work on what they did last week, being able to get those things, even changing personnel groupings somewhat more than we were accustomed to. And that wasn't because of Kurt. That was something that we wanted to do to make sure that we can get the best out of our guys.
Yeah, I mean, let's see here. Let's be polite. You're supposed to always coach to your player's strengths, not necessarily make your player do what you think their strengths might be, putting them in a situation where they might not be comfortable. Kurt is comfortable in a certain way that the other quarterback isn't. It's been obvious, but all of a sudden, the one game that the guy backup plays well, now it's all of a big-ass problem now, which has been going on for how many games is into Raw and Zach's tenure, like 30 games. All right, we've seen this because when it works, it's not a problem.
I don't know, Abe, how many is it exactly? No, like nobody, 30 no, is hey, close man, just, enough,
just,
man.
Just turn your damn mic off, dude.
28?
It's also just going the wrong direction. With 17 a year ago.
I know, but
we're 4-7 now.
Right, but like 30 and 28 are the same thing, pretty much. Sorry. Maybe if we were more accurate, then anyway.
But anyways, like I was saying.
At least he didn't play the audio out of the open today.
Yeah, at least he played the right music coming back in. But I just think that it's so much is over because when it's working, it's working, and meaning that it's no complaints. But when you start losing now, they don't do this is why they're losing. Mm-hmm. They're not 3-4-7 or whatever. What's their record again, Abe? 4-7 with the bye week because they're not in a play action situation. That's the thing I be talking about, the trigger thing, because I'm like, because you said it, it's like the stages of grief. It's the stages of blame with this damn organization.
Oh, yeah.
And this week, it's the play action under center blame. Last week, it was, what was?
Well, that comes back to, that's more about, yes, people are upset that they didn't do that earlier.
Yes.
But that then is more about blaming Penix for not being able to do it and blaming the coaching staff for not developing.
It's not even about him not being able to do it. He's not comfortable doing it. He can eventually get it done.
Well, then that's about the coaching staff not developing.
But the thing about it is I keep saying the same thing. You don't have to major. Like, I think people, like, for Kirk Cousins to be successful, Kirk has to major.
Yeah, that's right. We saw the one game where Kirk was in the pistol and it was a disaster.
It was a disaster. He has to major in that. Michael doesn't. Mm-hmm. A lot of quarterbacks don't have to major in the under center play action. Is it a big deal? Yes, because it's such a pivotal part of what an offense can be. Mm-hmm. But to sit there and say that they're where they are because of Michael Penix not being in the center, or them not making him, or Tim teaching him, I'm pretty sure that they work with Michael Penix on it.
I would hope.
I'm pretty sure they do. I'm pretty sure they do.
But I think that's what people's frustration is. But I think they're a lot. Like, do they?
But I'm pretty sure they do that. The thing with it is, and I say this all the time, you go through a whole damn week of game planning. All right, and I'm pretty sure they had all those play action, hard play action pass, all those different things in the game plan. And then you get to Sunday, you're like, is he comfortable enough for me to call these damn plays?
Right.
All right, I mean, it's always like, I tell you all the time, how many damn reverses and screen passes, everything that has happened in the game plan, like, eventually they're going to call it. Ain't call it one time. Why? Because we weren't comfortable with the protection. Working with the quarterback, with all these everything. It's so much.
You weren't doing the basic stuff.
Yeah.
We can't start doing the fancy stuff. Yeah, man.
Like, let's get the basics of what he is.
Under center play action is pretty basic for most quarterbacks.
But, and again, it is, but It's something that if you have not done it.
Right.
And we talk about all the time as far as the NFL can only play what they're given. And these kids learn this from the high school level.
That's right.
They don't know how to call plays. They don't do nothing.
And they don't have the same amount of time to work on it. That
and
they
so,
used to.
And now,
even further, Michael Penix is out.
Yes.
So any development that was taking place, whether it was working towards integrating more under center play action or just getting more comfortable with what they were already calling, whatever, that's all on hold.
As soon as he plays for the Falcons again,
he starts right back where he was.
And I'm not saying, because Michael needs to do this. He needs to have this part in his in his wheelhouse, because it will help him, no doubt about it. But it's a different thing when you've never done it.
Yep.
Kurt grew up doing it. Kurt grew up in college doing it.
Yeah.
It's just a different mechanic, all these different, and then different, he's left-handed.
I think there's a lot of, like, you know, I think this specifically is about that formation, this quarterback and that quarterback. But I think every young quarterback, especially in this era that comes into the NFL with stuff that they just can't do.
They can't do.
And then the offensive coordinator designs game plans based on the things that they can do.
Yep.
And then just go back and remember Jalen Hurts early in his career.
Yep.
It was one read.
And Jalen's playing more under center now. They're thinking that looking at from a standpoint, it's going to help their run game more than anything.
Sure.
It ain't.
But it's all it didn't happen overnight.
No.
Right? It's season over season.
It took Jalen 4 years to get into a position where – you know, and now you want to talk about offense that is the most vanilla damn offense. Like their whole thing is that we got better players. They don't scheme nothing.
Oh, the Eagles?
Yes.
Well,
my
example was just a quarterback who's made a lot of progress and can do a lot more stuff now. When he first came in, was pretty limited, like as far as what they were asking him to do and what he was capable of. I think, you know, the frustrating thing with Penix is he sat out most of his first year and now he's going to be out the remainder of his second year, and he's going to miss the entire offseason leading into his third year.
Mm-hmm.
So all the development that already wasn't there that needed to take place can't.
Yeah.
So, like,
I mean, it's going to be a third-year
quarterback can't play under center.
It's a hard pill to swallow. It is. And so that's one of them things where, you know, like, I don't want to say that because he won't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'll be able to do it. Like, he won't be able to do any type of football activities for a while, you know, at least till July. Mm-hmm. And is that enough time to get down the rhythm and time? Because under center is all about rhythm and time. It is. And when the time is thrown off, that's when you see ball sail. That's when you see it sack. Because play-action quarterbacks, when that back foot hits, that ball has to come out. You know, and so, yeah, they're in a pickle. We talked about it yesterday. They got to find a damn quarterback.
Yep.
Because I don't think it's going to be Kirk Cousins, considering how much money they owe him. And does Kirk want to come back?
No.
You saw that damn quarterback game ball to the quarterback toss. Kirk like, yeah, whatever, man.
No. What Kirk wants is to get cut, take his 100 mil, and go get another contract from somebody else. He's not renegotiating.
No.
Like, I don't know. He sat with the owner this summer and begged to be traded.
Yes.
Like, he doesn't want to be here. And I don't know. There's probably – who knows? Who knows who's going to be here? But I think he probably won't be. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this. Back into some of those rivalry game conversations. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo, but Bo's not here, so it'll be the back page with Abe.
New thing with Abe.
The
front page with Abe.
Okay.
The classifieds with Abe.
There you go. There you go.
The classifieds with Abe.
I used to love reading the classifieds. You could, jobs.
Oh, I mean,
find jobs in there.
Oh, okay.
You could find stuff for sale sometimes.
Do they still? What was
bought
the,
my
what
first?
Do they still do
set of golf clubs in the classifieds?
What's the thing I'm looking about? Craigslist, not Craigslist.
I believe Craigslist still
Craigslist
exists.
Craigslist still exists.
I believe
okay.
so.
Didn't know.
I think you know it all kind of evolves throughout time. Now you got Facebook Marketplace, but
yes.
Not everybody's on Facebook,
right?
Yeah, Craigslist still out there. Used to be the back page.
Yeah,
there was
I know.
A website called that,
dude,
where you could get lots of stuff.
Yeah, man, that was it's wild times, Bunk. Wild times, and you could just go into classifieds and find you a date.
Find a date.
Yeah, find you a date.
That's right.
Find you a date.
Find you something to do on Saturday night.
Yeah. Where's that paper? It's the weirdest thing. Oh, goodness gracious, man! It would actually be some editor that would be like, hey, yeah, just put that in there.
Right.
I know it says
sure,
that,
whatever. We'll take the money.
A 6 foot tall blonde looking for a good time.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
Maybe that's a dice roll, too, because who knows? I mean, you show up somewhere, it might be a 6 foot tall blonde
dude
fighter.
Yeah.
With a weapon.
Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying.
Who like, separates you from the fee.
Better watch out. Bow your neck, dog. Running up on the wrong damn person.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Anyway. We'll do all that sort of fun stuff on the front page with Abe coming up in about 15
the front
minutes.
Front page with Abe.
Let's get to a college football corner here.
The front page. Smyrna. Smyrna.
That's how we're saying it. Smyrna. Speaking of golf, I had one of my worst nightmares almost happen yesterday.
You almost got hit by somebody else's ball?
No. I almost hit a hole in one and no one was around.
Oh.
After I went out and was just playing by myself, I hit a great tee shot on a par three. The ball mark landed about 4 inches from the hole, and it kicked. It was probably like 5 feet past it.
What?
But it was right there, and I hit it, and I was like, oh, God, oh, no. And it was uphill, so I couldn't see.
Right.
So I was driving up there.
I would have believed you.
I was and that's what multiple people said in the clubhouse,
yeah.
That I'm an upstanding person,
I
wouldn't lie
yeah,
about
I believed
that.
You.
But it's not
you.
Even about you believing me. Like, you want to share that moment with somebody.
I agree. I understand.
Right? Like, and I've never had one.
Right.
And so, and I was looking around because, like, the hole was there's houses kind of surrounding the green.
Mm.
I was like, is anybody on their deck? Like, would anybody have seen it? And no, I would have just been by myself.
The only one I almost hit, I was with neighbor Bob.
Okay.
On par three, we were over in Stone Mountain.
Yeah.
And he saw it. And I was like, oh my God, that's lined up, dude.
Yeah.
And then, like, it just missed. It bounced. And then it just, yeah. But, dude, I would have believed you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't lie about it either way.
I
would just be like, because I would, you know, you go nuts.
Right.
Then you're going nuts by yourself. And I would have taken a picture and all that. But again, I want, like, in an ideal world, you'd be there. Or, like, there's various people that I really love golfing with that would be there. But yeah, it was close. Pretty good shot, though. I was
nice
happy.
Shot.
All right. Let's start with, I mean, let's just go through these rivalry games, man. We just don't have that much time to talk about them this week because we only have three shows. Let's start with Brent Key talking about playing Georgia.
It does for me, yeah. Yeah, it does. It does for everybody on both teams. I mean, that's what in-state rivalries are about. You know, they're about playing against the guys that you grew up with or grew up playing against and grew up playing with. You know, majority of players on both teams are from this state and one of, not the best, high school football in the entire country. And, you know, to be able to have a showcase, what really ends up being it's a showcase of the high school talent and the high school programs and the high school coaches of all their players really competing at once.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of kids there watching both teams. Georgia Tech's probably going to have a big recruiting weekend.
Yeah.
I'm assuming some of those kids probably be choosing between both schools. And it's a situation where it's back even in this rivalry because it should be us just beating their ass and then Paul Johnson to come with some reverse or something to get us every now and then. But, I mean, Mark Richt owned Georgia Tech.
What's even?
I said it's back even talent-wise, getting there. As far as
–
as far as
I mean,
meaning they.
You're being real nice.
I ain't being nice. I'm just saying, dog. They got. They,
no, it isn't.
They're getting better, man.
Yeah, they're getting better.
If last year didn't tell you something,
sure.
That this team can lose to Georgia Tech.
Definitely. I'm not saying that they can't.
No, we are head and shoulder. Don't do that right there, okay? That drives me freaking crazy.
Is that the 6-7
yes,
thing?
It drives me freaking crazy.
I was just saying, it's
yeah,
not.
Don't do it. But just do it the other way, like you're dribbling basketball or something, dog. Because I'm about to lose
it ain't.
My freaking mind with that crap there.
Yeah, Georgia Tech is – I'm not trying to say anything bad about their season. Obviously, the last couple of weeks have been frustrating.
Just the look you just gave me.
But it's like, come on, man.
No.
Georgia's way better than
Georgia
Tech.
Yes, we are. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying on Saturday, this is – and I said this last year, and I mean it more. This is the closest they're going to get to beating us since Brent Key's been there, since Coach Johnson left. Mm-hmm. You know, because we weren't worried about Collins.
No,
we didn't worry about him.
No, that's Pitt's Twitter account tweeted out a picture of Jeff Collins shaking hands and being kind of a blank face to Narduzzi a couple years ago when Pitt beat him.
Yes,
and I was like, if your goal was to make Tech fans mad, you failed.
Yes.
They hate him more than you do.
Yes.
There's no – yes. Like, you just bonded with Tech fans by making fun of Jeff Collins.
It's a fun game. It was one game that I always look forward to as a player for Georgia, playing against Georgia Tech. I know it's over Mercedes-Benz. It's going to be like a Georgia damn home game in Panera. Yes. And I think that, you know, that if Georgia, as good as they've been playing, if Georgia plays as good as they've been playing, it shouldn't even be close. It shouldn't be a close game. You know, because I think the fact that they're playing their best ball right now, it's going to be different without CJ, especially with all these counters and things that they like to run.
Definitely.
But they got some dudes in that middle. Ain't good as CJ, but they're going to be as good as CJ, you know. And so I think that's going to be the biggest thing is, you know, because as big as Haynes King is, he gets lost. You know, he gets low to the ground, especially he does a great job of following that second puller that they run. And so I'll be interested to see how they come out and approach this game because they, in my opinion, approach the damn Pitt game all wrong.
I agree.
All wrong. And I don't think that Brent Key is going to allow Buss to do that again.
No, I don't think so. I mean, first of all, I love that Brent Key just flat out openly talks about how much this game is more important than the other ones.
Yes.
Because some people will be like, oh, you know, they're all the same.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not.
Mm-mm.
No, they're not. And they shouldn't be. Mm-mm. Like, rivalry games are the most important ones, and it's okay to say that.
Yeah.
So I love that he's honest about that. I just think, like, if there's any, you know, games can have different factors beyond just, you know, who's lining up against who. I don't think any of that outside stuff takes place in this game.
Nah.
Like, Georgia's not going to be anything other than 100% locked in. They remember how close they came to losing to Georgia Tech last year.
Yes.
They're playing their best ball right now.
Yes.
They're incredibly talented.
And
Tech can't – like, the one thing Tech can't do is stop good offense.
No, they can't. Like, and for all you dorks, I'm not saying the talent is even. I'm talking about as far as the team-wise. Like, they can beat Georgia if Georgia doesn't play well. Before, Georgia can, like, crap and still beat Georgia Tech. They can't do that now. That's what I'm talking about.
Georgia can just sort of show up.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Georgia can't just show up.
We're going to be there for 60 and it's going to go how we want.
They have to be on their P's and Q's and play. That's what I'm talking about.
To me, just analyzing this Georgia team right now, who's playing on Friday against Georgia Tech, and this Georgia Tech team, who's going to be playing against Georgia on Friday, they're two teams going in different directions.
Yes.
And I don't. I mean, it sucks that this is the way that it's going for Georgia Tech with what the season was, but I think they're going to get smacked.
We'll see.
I think it's going to be, I don't know. What do I know? But I think Georgia's going to beat the brakes off Georgia Tech.
I hope so. I hope you're right.
Yeah.
What's the other one? They got the Egg Bowl. We just talk about the game, not everything else that surrounds the game.
Yeah, well, they better not lose it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I mean.
You're 7.5-point favorites on the road against your rival.
And it's
you better not lose that game.
And it's your rival and all those things. And Mississippi State, they're trying to get bowl eligible.
That's right.
And we already know the surrounding thing that's going on with Mississippi State. But this is a fun rival, man. It really, really is a watch. And Mississippi State, again, they're playing better. They're better than they were last year.
They are.
They put some scares in teams like Texas and teams like that. And then Georgia went in there, kicked them in the damn face, and down in Stark Vegas. But I mean, Ole Miss going on the road. It's still a noon game or whatever. But yeah, they might want to wash themselves. And then
I think teams. I mean, obviously, they've had a nice year. Mississippi State has certainly better than projected. They can't stop anybody.
No.
Georgia put 41 on them. Missouri put 49.
And Lane's gonna put 70 up on them just to prove a point.
Ole Miss is one of the best offenses in the country. Like, if they're not distracted, like, if they don't win this game and they don't score 40 points, like, then that was what it was. Like, all this circus stuff found its way into the game on Friday, and that is unacceptable.
One game we didn't miss yesterday.
They should beat the hell out of Mississippi.
Yeah, the big game. What they call it, the game?
Is
that what they call it?
I think that Stanford-Cal is the game.
Okay, which one? Ohio State-Michigan is
the big game.
The big game, whatever it is.
I think so.
Yeah, they're going anyway, to yeah. Michigan's hosting them. I have a feeling that Ohio State's going to just,
I think so, too.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat the hell out of Michigan. I thought they were going to do that last year, too.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I did, too. They weren't there yet.
Yeah, they weren't there.
They weren't there yet. I think this Michigan team has had a really nice year. Like, for their talent level, and they got a true freshman quarterback and all that, and their best player's been banged up the last month. Justice Haynes has not played a lot. To be 9-2 and 7-1 in the Big Ten is really impressive, kind of for where they are roster wise. Ohio State is genuinely one of the three or four like top shelf teams in the country.
Yes, they are a good team.
Yeah, if they play their game, they should win.
They should beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, they really should.
We talked about Texas A&M the first time in what 15 years, you said that the A&M's going down there. A&M's got a lot on the line too. You know, a chance to go to the SEC championship game. I think Texas has to win this game to get some help to get in the playoffs. But I think they're they might be the highest ranked. They might be the team, the only 9-3 team that. If they win, it's going to be 9-3. That has a possibility of maybe getting the
Texas?
Playoffs. Yeah, Texas. Because it's Texas. Do I think they should get in?
Yeah,
no.
I don't either. I just don't think they're very good.
No, I don't think they should get in.
And I think A&M should beat them.
Yes.
Vanderbilt get in if they go 10-2? They beat Tennessee.
They got to beat
Tennessee.
They got to beat Tennessee.
Well, yeah.
They got to beat Tennessee, meaning I think that they got to beat Tennessee.
Okay.
Yeah, Pavia, he's a fun player to watch, man. He really, really is. And this game is in Knoxville, too. So if they go to Knoxville and they get the win, you can't – I mean –
it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. Now, what they probably going
to – especially with all the stuff he said in the summer, like we're going to be the team of the state.
What they probably going to need is for Miami to lose to Pitt, maybe. Mm. They need everybody to lose in front of them, maybe.
That wouldn't surprise me. Pitt's pretty good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe, or the front page with Abe, after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, a little more audio from Raheem Morris's press conference yesterday. Brandon Adams going to join us at 1:20, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, as we get ready for Georgia and Georgia Tech rivalry game on Friday here in Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz.
Rivalry.
Rivalry. Clean old-fashioned hate.
I hate that.
You do?
I hate that.
You don't like that?
No.
How come?
Because they hate us and we hate them.
Right, hate.
Yeah, ain't clean about it.
Oh, it's dirty hate.
Yeah, dirty hate.
So traditionally this weekend, Washington played Washington State, right? The Apple Cup, which obviously has a name. But with Washington State not being in the same conference anymore, they play that game in September now.
Mm-hmm. Did they call it the Apple Cup?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
It was still the Apple Cup, but the apples were still on the trees.
Right.
You know, because it's September.
Right.
Oregon-Washington now is the rivalry weekend game, which is a bigger rivalry and is a game that obviously Washington fans care more, at least in my generation, care
duck
more
about.
Duck
this weekend?
Yeah, we'll be having some duck on Saturday.
Okay.
But there's no name for the game.
There's never been a game.
There's never been a name for
it. Yeah, because that obviously
we need a name.
That means our Oregon and Oregon State, the Civil War, is gone.
Right? Yeah, but no, but they still play it.
They still play it.
But
what
it
I mean
September.
Is, but what I mean is, like, it's not the same.
It's not the same.
You know, it's not.
If you're not playing it this weekend, then it's not really your biggest rival.
Right.
I don't think. Unless, I don't know, Georgia and Florida play, and that you consider that to be the biggest rival? Or?
I don't. You know what? I don't know.
Depends on who you
think
ask,
it's just depends on who you ask, man, as far as who's Georgia's biggest rival.
Okay. Well, Washington's biggest rival is Oregon.
Right.
And they play them on Saturday at Husky Stadium at 3:30.
That thing will be rocking.
It's going to be great. CBS will have Ness on the call. That'll be really, really fun. And who knows? Take away their chance to go to the college football playoff, possibly. Beat them. That'd be great. But there's no name for it.
Washington doesn't lose at home a lot, right?
Washington's really good at home. They really lost earlier this year to Ohio State.
But yeah, they really don't lose. That's crazy that they got their two biggest opponents at home.
Yes,
yeah,
nice.
You look at Oregon being Ohio State. That's pretty good, right?
Good
there.
If they could win one of them.
That's pretty good right there, yeah.
What were you saying, Abe?
Two names listed informally.
Okay.
One of them being the Cascade Clash.
People or Cascade Cup. I've seen people try to, or Cascadia.
And I've also got Fight for the Forest.
For the Forest, okay.
Yeah.
I think we can do better.
Yeah, that last one's not a football. No.
Fight for the Forest.
No. It's not.
I tell you what, the great thing about Thanksgiving is you always get everybody's tips of how to make things and what they like. With it. I love Dylan Matthews so much. Dylan said, Randy, how do you feel about green bean casserole?
Okay.
And all I can say to Dylan is like, you know what, as long as you enjoy it.
Yeah.
As long as you enjoy it. See the evolving that I've had from the first year that me and you were together?
Yeah.
I trashed it. Mm-hmm. I said, you're a damn idiot if you eat it, damn near all that.
That's true.
And then I've evolved. And that's because of you, because you always say, well, people can eat what they want.
Yeah, people like
you
it.
Know what? You're absolutely
people correct. Like it. My wife loves it.
Yeah. And so I left it alone until Dylan just asked me about it.
What'd you say?
I just told him as long as you like it.
Oh. Well, you're allowed to say what you think of it.
I don't want to because why? I don't want to make anybody feel bad. Because for whatever reason, if I say something and it offends people, then everybody gets mad at me.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just giving my opinion on it. You can still eat it.
The question was, how do you feel about green bean casserole?
Right.
That is, the answer to that is, if you like it, you should eat it.
Yes.
That's not how you feel about it.
But it's not about that.
No, the question was, how do you feel about it?
Again, Andy, it's not about that, because I don't want Dylan not to eat it, because he said, and I quote,
I
really like green bean casserole.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know what is happening, and I don't like it, okay? I don't like that answer about green bean casserole. I don't like you doing this weird Georgia Tech respect thing. Like, I don't know what's going on, and we need to get to the bottom of
this. I'm evolving, dude.
Evolving?
I'm evolving, man.
I don't know, man.
I'm evolving, dude. I don't want to eviscerate no more, Andy.
I want you to.
I just, you know, feelings matter to me now for some reason. Don't know, man.
What have I done?
I don't know, man.
Feelings matter to me.
I mean,
not you.
I mean, we get a picture this morning.
Here we go. Here's what we're gonna devolve.
You know,
we're gonna devolve right now.
We got a picture this morning.
Yes.
And
yes,
I'm just sitting there like, what the hell is this, man?
Yeah,
and I just laughed my ass off.
Look, she sent it publicly, so we could talk about it.
But I'm just like, what? We were just making jokes.
Just so nobody knows what we're talking about. So let me spell this out real quick. This morning, like, one of the first things I saw when I logged on to Twitter was this message, and it's not even a message, it's a tweet, so everyone can see it.
Yeah.
From a listener. She said, thought I'd share this pic of my friend's son who cheers on Code Black in Raleigh with Jordan Hudson. He has a full-time job, but cheers on the side because he loves it. and is really good at it. And that's great.
That's great.
I think you should follow your passions.
But why are you sending us the picture of him? Why are you sending us the picture of him with that pose?
All of that was fine.
All that was fine. Don't send me the picture.
The picture stuff.
Yeah. Don't send me the picture. That's great. That is awesome that this young man enjoys being on this team with Miss Jordan.
I'm happy he's getting fully employed.
Awesome.
I'm happy.
That's awesome.
He's got
But don't
hobbies.
Send me the damn picture of him in action.
And I would even say, like, if you just told me he could do a standing split, I guess I would be happy about that just to know.
Don't send
but
it to me.
I didn't need to see it.
All right?
Man has his foot above his head. Standing up.
But why do you have to send it?
I don't know.
To do what? Prove a point?
I guess.
I don't feel bad.
You see the outfit.
I didn't say nothing funny. Anyways, the Heat Volley part of it. I just don't want to hurt. I pick on Dylan all the time. Who gets the blunt of my jokes? It's either Abe or it's Dylan.
Dylan.
I love both of these brothers. Uh-huh. I always say this. I can talk about it, but you better not talk about them.
Right.
You know.
No, I think if Randy's not making fun of you, if not having fun at your expense, then he probably doesn't like you that much.
Yes, exactly. So what I'm going to start doing, and what I've been doing, as you see, I don't respect Georgia Tech. I hate that school.
Yeah,
you
there
know
we
why?
Go.
Because they hate me. I don't hate them personally. Because I know a lot of Georgia Tech people are good people.
Sure.
Good people.
But we're talking fanhood here.
Yes, I don't like them. They don't like me. This goes back to, I forgot when I did that damn interview. And I, you know.
What interview?
Remember the interview when I was interviewed by one of them damn beat writers and I was talking crap about
Georgia
Tech?
When you were on the team. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it goes back to then.
Yeah. You know? Well, exactly. You have more in it than anybody.
I know this. But the thing about it is I respect their head coach. I ain't respected none of their head coaches.
Mm.
None of them. I respect the hell of their quarterback. Only quarterback I ever respected from Tech was obviously Joe Hamilton.
Joe Hamilton, yeah.
Goolsby.
Okay.
Obviously, and Ball, and Reggie.
Okay.
Because I know his dad, it popped all that. But now this dude here, Haynes, I respect the hell out of him, Andy. So I want to give him his due respect. But F Georgia Tech.
There it is. That's what we need.
But that's what I'm saying. I get that all the time. To hell with Georgia. I don't bother Georgia Tech fans.
Because you don't need to.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, they're always bothering me.
I know.
You know.
Because they need to.
You remember last year when I'm getting a tail with – I'm like, okay, fine. The game ain't over. Yeah. That's why I went
– I know.
And I'm not, and you know.
I know all the stuff you're saying, I know.
But that's what I'm trying to do, Andy. I'm just trying to be more considerate of what people eat. People like green bean casserole, all right? I offended people, maybe it was maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, because I think Wendy and them were still here, and I said brothers didn't eat green bean casserole.
You did say that.
And they went, Randy, you know what you're talking about. My bad. And that's why I explained the deal. And I was like, you know, I'm a old school Southern country boy. Mm. We ain't eat casseroles. You know, this new age people that's above Henry County, they eat it. My bad. All right, but I didn't know. And that's the thing. I had no clue that brothers ate green bean casserole until everybody got on my ass about it. And that's fine. So again, if you like it, that's all that matters.
It's just not going to be on your table.
It's not going to be on my damn table.
Fine. You're allowed to have whatever you want on your table.
Yeah, yeah. It'll come up the driveway.
It'll be on mine.
Yeah. Again, that's awesome because your wife loves
it. She loves it.
Yeah.
She loves it. My mom hates it. My mom hates it so much that she pretended one year to accidentally burn it. But she did it on purpose. She turned the thing on broil. She meant to turn it on off. She turned it on broil.
That's all.
It literally caught on fire.
Yeah. That's all.
I had to throw baking soda in the oven because it literally caught on fire.
Hey, man, why are you sending us this damn picture, man?
Oh, no. There's a new one? What?
Somebody reposted it.
Okay, hang on.
I don't care.
My Twitter's been slow lately.
Oh,
right.
Man.
Oh. Yeah, there it is. Look, I'm not laughing at him.
I am, man. I am.
Okay, let's get to the front page with Abe.
I am.
We were the wrong people to send that picture
man.
To.
Like, what'd you send it to me for? You think I was going to be like, oh, man, I shouldn't have.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, never mind. Come on, man. I was like, never mind. Leave me alone.
All right. Bo is on Thanksgiving break. Is he in Louisiana?
I think so.
Did he go home to Louisiana?
Yeah, he's at the house eating possum.
Rabbits.
Eating possum gumbo and stuff.
Yeah, again, fine to have on your table.
Yes.
I still want it on mine. Hello, Abe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
I'm with Randy. If you want to put green bean casserole on the table, fine. It's not touching my plate. Do you know? I mean, there's so many better sides that there's just.
Yeah.
There's just so many better.
You know what it is? All green bean casserole is just like canned green beans.
Pass.
Like cream of mushroom soup.
Pass. Yes, which I love.
And those fried onion things.
Yeah. I have no.
That's it. Can we just get that? Put that on the plate. Yeah. Just the fried onion strings. Just that. Anyways, Randy, I know you're a good teammate because you haven't been red carded directly for incidents involving those on your team, unlike a member of Everton yesterday.
Awesome.
There is a red card here, dished out by Tony Harrington. And Idrissa Gardeke has been dismissed.
Look at the reaction. Idrissa Gay with Michael Keane, they're having a real debate about whose fault that was. And then there's just a real shove between the two teammates. Not good to see.
And the video assistant referee this evening, Paul Howard, has now confirmed that the red card will stand, a clear strike to the head from Idrissa Gardeke on his teammate, Michael Keane.
Yeah. Well, you could be carded directly for attacking your teammate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's by the way, crazy. I'm pretty sure the guy...
I think that's possible.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he missed the attempt. Like, I don't think it was a goal. Maybe I saw it wrong. I don't think... I mean, it was obviously a great chance they conceded. I think he missed the goal, and they got into a thing, and he hit his teammate in the face, I guess.
And got carded for it.
Got red carded for it.
That's unbelievable.
Crazy. I didn't know you could do that.
I didn't know you could do it either.
I guess you're not supposed to hit anyone.
No,
could you get carded for hitting yourself, do you think?
Punch yourself in the face? You don't get carded for flopping, do you?
You should.
You can get a yellow card for simulation, like simulating a penalty, yeah.
Okay.
And that, you don't see it enough, but you do see it from time to time.
Yeah, we do a lot of that.
You ever have any teammates get in a fight with each other?
Oh, dude, I play football.
Like during the game?
Have to break up a fight on the sideline? Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
Why?
I don't know.
What are y'all fighting about? And it's like, what are you fighting? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, man.
People that can't control their emotions fascinate me.
Yeah, man. Ain't nothing worse than that right there. Like, oh, God, this dude stole dude in the face.
Dan Hurley, who said that he was evolving, I guess, maybe not so much. He's had some incidents, some flare-ups, but he also talked about his team. They have a game on Friday, and so his approach to letting the fellas celebrate the Thanksgiving holiday while also instituting a game plan and being prepared.
We're going to celebrate our Thanksgiving on Wednesday as a team. We're going to eat the what's in the turkey, Bobby? No. What makes people sleepy? Tryptophan. So we're not going to eat the tryptophan on Thursday and be sluggish as on Friday. So we're going to eat the tryptophan, the turkey and everything on Wednesday so that all the tryptophan is out of our system by the time we get to MSG. Here we go.
I'm just going to be honest. I hope they lose, and then he blames some sports nutritionist for tryptophan still being with him.
It is lingering.
I don't care.
It's around too long.
I don't care. I am maybe I'm just in the minority. I don't believe that.
You don't believe what?
That the turkey makes you sleepy. I don't.
Huh.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't believe that because I don't fall asleep after I eat turkey. Mm. I don't.
But it's overeating in general.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah,
if you eat too much.
If you eat 4 pounds of bread and meat and gravy, you're going to get a little tired.
Yes, I don't believe.
I mean, it could be any number of chemicals in there, but yeah, you're going to get a little sluggish.
I don't believe that.
Thanksgiving foods in general are sluggish.
I think
foods.
If you eat all the food like that,
if you put gravy on top of a bunch of stuff, whatever it is, you can put gravy on top of an energy bar. You're going to get tired.
Yeah,
it's gravy.
I just don't believe that, man. I'm sorry.
Probably gross, too.
I'm sorry.
I like that if you're good enough at coaching, you can just be a big public weirdo.
Yes.
Like, because that guy's weird.
And he enjoys
it. And kind of a jerk, too. But, like, if you win enough games in your respective sport, then, like, the winning to weirdness ratio is accepted. It's like, all right, well, I don't know. That guy wins a lot, a couple national championships. I guess we'll just let him do this. It's a weird rant to go on, but you go for it, Bob. Okay.
You say you go for it, Bob.
Go for it, Bob.
Again, the thing for me is, like, it's fine to make that statement, but then if you don't perform
like
Friday and you take that
Jim
off the
Harbaugh's
table.
Jim Harbaugh's a full-blown weirdo.
Yes, he is.
But he wins a lot of football games, so no one cares.
Yeah.
I just like the excuses when they don't win.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we got going on here? Oh, yeah, Saturday, guys, noon to 2. Miss Allie Mack will be at Nally Kia in Stonecrest.
Allie at Nally.
Allie at Nally. I like that. Allie going to be at Nally. Nally Kia and Stonecrest. You know the deal, the Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV, rolling stand, other prizes, and including tickets to upcoming home games. That's this Saturday, noon to 2 at Nally Kia with Allie.
All right. Final hour of the show coming up next. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour, as Raheem Morris met with the media yesterday. We'll let you hear from him. Brandon Adams is going to join us in about half an hour as well. Talks of Georgia. Obviously, look ahead to the Georgia Tech game on Friday here in Atlanta. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.